Coming to you from the Fiddle and Steel Guitar Bar, a club at the world-famous Printer's Alley here in Nashville. It's Rascal Flatts playing live and offering up the world premiere of their new album, Nothing Like This, on Big Machine Records, available everywhere November 16th. We talked about how you know, I mean, just thinking back a decade, you guys were playing here, and just as I was sitting over there listening to you, thinking of all the people who have played in these bars all the years with this same dream that you guys had. Thank God nobody realizes how hard it is to get from there to here. Or maybe they wouldn't do it. I don't know. What do you guys think as you come back in here in terms of... When's the last time you played in a club like this for a couple hundred people?
My first thought was, I miss it. You know, it's just... this is one of the funnest atmospheres to play in because you can do 15,000 people every night, but in a setting like this, you get to see every person's face, and you get to see how you're communicating with each and every person out there, and you get to see them dance on this dance floor, and you get to do any song you want to do. And if you don't do Praying for Daylight, you don't get hate mail the next day. So it's kind of really, really refreshing to be back in here, and it brings back so many great memories of standing up here playing so many great country classics with so many great singers that used to sit in with us night after night after night that may never be heard from on a big stage somewhere. And this town is all about great talent, and we got to witness some of the best right here on this very stage. And I miss this atmosphere. I really do. Mm-hmm.
Anybody famous ever come here to see you guys?
Yeah,
Toby Keith came in a couple times.
I think Earl Thomas, Connie, ETC came in a few times.
Well, you know, back then there was, you know, John Rich used to come in here all the time.
Yeah, he did.
Billy Currington used to sit in with us all the time.
Yeah, Billy. David Nell.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a young crop of young cats coming up.
Jay DeMarcus was here all the time.
Pretty amazing, though, the number of people who come through this. You ever... Not to get too heavy, but did you ever look back and think, how did we do this? What do you think? Why do you think you guys escaped, as it were?
Yeah, you know, I think everything lined up. I think God had His hand in it, and I think that it was just ordained for us to do what we do. And you know, we worked hard, just being out every single night. When we weren't playing here, we were putting our name on a list in some other club. So our biggest thing was just to try to get our name out every night. We'd sit in with, you know, we might sit in with Toby Keith's drummer in one club and so-and-so's fiddle player here and somebody else's guitar player here, because this is just kind of, you know, down here on Broadway and everything. That's just where everybody goes to hang out when they're off the road. So it was really cool. I'll never forget my first night in town. Mark Chestnut was across the street. And, you know, you could just come into a club to, you know, get a drink and there's Mark Chestnut. You know, it was just like, wow. You know, coming from Ohio, that was pretty unique. So
Gary ran up to him and said, "Bubba, shot the jukebox." That's weird.
I felt dumb. Now I feel dumber.